This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In this week's Parsha, Parshat Nitzavim. This week's is Parshat Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem Shoitreichem. Everybody, Kol Ish Yisrael. Every Jewish person is standing Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What is this pasuk referring to? So Rashi says that he put all of Klal Yisrael in one room, so to speak. He gathered them together. Milamet, Shekinsa, Meisha. Meisha brought them together. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yoyim Meisai. So what is Hayoyim? What is the word Hayoyim referring to? The day of Yoyim Meisai. Right? It should have said, Atem Nitzavim Kulchem. The word Hayoyim is extra. Right. What are you standing yesterday? It's impossible to write in the Torah, Atem Nitzavim Etmo. Then it's Yitzavtem. Yitzavim is now. So now is today. So what's Yom? Yom is Yom. The day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. That's how Rashi learns. Milamed Shekinsa Moshe. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yoy Maisai. Who did he bring together? Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, everybody. And what is the reason for that Moshe brought them together? La'avrecha, Pasuk Yud Aleph. La'avrecha, Bevris Hashem, Le'kechu, Balasai. To get Klal Yisrael under the treaty. Hashem, Hashem, Le'kecha, Kaireis, Imcha, Hayoyim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this pasuk is not referring Hayom, the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayom is a remez for Rosh Hashanah. Whenever in Tanakh it says the word Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. The day. There's Yom and there's Hayom, Hayom HaGadol, the big day. What's the big day? Rosh Hashanah. By Chana, it says, Vayhi Hayom, it was the day, and Chana went with her husband Elkanah to the base HaMikdash. And we all know the story with Chana and Pnina, and Pnina hurts Chana, and Chana is davening for children, she didn't have children, and she what? Hashem accepted her tefillah and she had a child. And when was that? Rosh Hashanah. Just like Sarah, Hashem remembered her to give her a child on Rosh Hashanah. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we read what? Hashem pakad es Sarah. Because it happened on Rosh Hashanah. Chana also, nifkida. The Gemara says she had her child on Rosh Hashanah. And it, so the Zohar says, what does it say? Vahi Hayoyim. It was that day. Hayoyim. So you see, whenever it says the word Hayoyim in Tanakh, it means the day of Rosh Hashanah. So what is the pasuk then? Atem nitzavim Hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rosheichem Shifteichem. So if it's referring to Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean? Atem nitzavim. What's the context of the pasuk? So in the Mefarshim, it's brought down that the pshat in the pasuk, based on the Zohar, is that this is what we come with to Rosh Hashanah. We stand in front of Hashem. Atem nitzavim. And it's very important that we stand be'achdus. Every Jew, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zichne, Koil Ish Yisrael. On Rosh Hashanah, Yisod, we all, everyone, every Jew, stands as one. From Rosheichem, what does it say in the next pasuk? Tapeichem, Nisheichem, V'gercho, Mechayit Veitzecho, everybody. Kol Ish Yisrael. In the Sfarim, it's written that there's different things that we could do to give us a schus, a merit, and how to come and survive the mishpat, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem should judge us favorably and not give us according to our sins. We say this, Hashem yishmor et hachatayim mi yamod. If it's a real judgment, very few could pass the test and the judgment. So there's eitzot uskulot, different eitzos uskulos on how to be zakui bedin, how to come out. And one of them is achdus, achdus, achdus. B'toch ami ani yoshev. And there's many reasons for this. One, because the schus of achdus, maybe the individual doesn't have the schus, but if he's among Klal Yisrael is a beautiful nation full of schusim, so you could, so to speak, live off the schusim of your neighbor. If you're b'achdus and he has mitzvahs, arvus, we're all one. So if he has schusim, I have schusim. That's Kalish Yisrael. Atem, Nitzavim, Hayayim, Kulchem. The idea of Rosh Hashanah, of being united. There's another cheshbon, another understanding of this, and that is that when you stand as a group, so nobody stands out. You know, if you sit there and you focus on this guy and his actions, oh. But if you have a situation where you blend in, you mix in, you ever see when a person wants to escape something, what does he do? They call it mixing in, blending in, to blend in with the crowd, and then you not notice it. Then you not notice. It's a group. That's the same thing over here. Many great tzaddikim refused to even get an aliyah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because then they stand out. Ooh, who's the one who's getting the shlishi, the chamishi, the shishi? I know that in most synagogues they fight to get the aliyah Rosh Hashanah. And they promise money. I don't know if they pay it, but they'll akopon them. They promise, right? I see everyone smiling. Why is everyone smiling? You must know about this, huh? They say over a very nice joke. But they say that there was a person who robbed the shul. Robbed the shul. He walked away with $100 and $10,000 in pledges. Walked away with $100. Okay. People, they promise money. By the way, if you don't plan on paying for the aliyot, Rosh Hashanah, better don't buy them. You're better off not to. And even to get the aliyah, this is the point. Even if you get the aliyah, many tzaddikim said, then I don't want to be stand out, that I'm, I want to blend in. B'seich ami, anechi yeshev. To blend in. So this is atem, nitzavim, hayayim. One of the schusim, one of the advice given for hayayim, for Rosh Hashanah, is that it should be Kailish Yisrael. Be'achdus. Be'achdus, be'achdus, be'achdus. United as one. United as one. But I want to tell you a chiddush. There's a sefer called Matei Meisha. It's a very early sefer. It's the student of the Marshal, the Talmud of the Marshal. He says, Atem Yitzav Hayayin Gematria. You know you love gematrias. Lamoid l'slichas. Slichot. So atem nitzavim hayoyim is also about slichas. We say slichot, yeah. So in this pasuk, there's something about slichas also. It says it's a very famous gematria. Atem nitzavim hayayim gematria sli chais. Nitzavim hayayim gematria sli chais. Lamid l'sli chais. Get up for sli chais. What is this about? What does this pasuk have to do with slichas? I'd like to discuss with you what is slichas. We Ashkenazim, we say little slichas. You're tzaddikim. You said a whole month of slichas. You deserve a lot of credit. Believe me, it's beautiful. Adon haslichas, right? You begged the Eibush the whole month for slichas. What is slichas? What is it? What is slichot? What is the avoida? Shanachnu. Oh, so you think it's vidui? You're close. You're very close. Slichas. We're asking for Hashem to forgive us. We're asking for Hashem to forgive us. I want to show you something very interesting. Slichas needs to be said b'hachna'a, with humility. Do you know that vidui, how do you say vidui? We don't sit. In halacha, it's brought down that you need to stand. But it's brought from the shlach. The Yisai v'shayrish havayda brings it down. That how should you say vidui? V'yizayir loimer b'kavona atzuma u'b'hachno'o g'dayla. It's a lot of humility. A lot of humbleness. And he says, so therefore, says the Shlach HaKadosh, the chol aviduyim tzarech liyos dafko b'shchiyas haguf. You have to bend over. And how should you bend over? At yispakaku kol chuyoy shebeshedra. All the back, the vertebrae in the back are bent over. So you gotta say, mamish, that's how you're supposed to say the viduyim. Yeah? In halacha, it's brought down that the whole slicha should be said standing. In Mate Ephraim, which we get at most of halachas, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I learned from the Mati Ephraim, he says the entire slichas needs to be said standing, not sitting. And the reason for this is because sitting lacks hachna'a. Hachna'a. I don't know if this is the introduction to the slichas by the Sfardim. I don't know. But I do know that it's mentioned in many places in the slichas. Lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu b'yishas hapanim. In Ashkenaz, that's the introduction. That's the first passage of slichas. Slichas begins, Lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu is b'yishas hapanim. What does b'yishas hapanim mean? Is it busha? Simple busha? Maybe. Maybe it means we're embarrassed. Because in order to do tshuva, in order to have mechilas havainas, you need busha. Rabbi Nionis says that one of the ikrim, the most important parts of tshuva, one of them, is habusha. This Rabbi Nionis writes clearly. A person needs that he should have busha in order to have tshuva. No one should do tshuva, he needs busha. Ha'ikar ashishi, habusha. Busha. Huh? Busha. Shame. Why do you need to be ashamed? You want to tell me, why is it so important to have shame? It's one of the ikrim. And I'm sure many a time you mention the word busha in the slichas. Busha, busha. Why? Why is it so important? So many explain. I saw Rabbi Aaron Cutler, first Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, explained Busha itself is a kapara. You know, a person, he does a virus, he's supposed to get punished. The best way to get punished is with busha, you know that? It doesn't hurt you physically. Could you imagine you're supposed to get a kapara? Hashem can give you sickness. Yisurim chaloyim royim. You can get very, very terrible things. Best way, Tomer Dvorah explains. It's a busha. Well, it doesn't hurt you physically. So if a person has busha, he has kapara savayim. The Chafetz Chaim, the great Chafetz Chaim, used to say, what's going to be with Yisrael Meir? His name was Yisrael Meir. What's going to be with Yisrael Meir? That he never had busha in his life. He never had embarrassment. He was treated with such respect. When he comes to Olam Haba, he's not going to have anything to say, oh, I had busha, give me kaparas avoinis. You know, today, we get very angry if someone hurts us or he insults us. The wife says something and I get embarrassed, he blows up. You should welcome it. Welcome, he embarrassed you. Great. And I know this for sure. Sfaradim have a beautiful thing that they say. Kaparat avonot. Right? Kaparat avonot. I never saw people say it when they get embarrassed. I mean, people never say kaparat. You ever hear them say kaparat? Someone, oh, I'm gonna get angry, I'm gonna return, I'm gonna tell them, I'm gonna... The best thing to say it about is busha. If someone embarrasses you, that's when you should say, kaparat avonot, great! You want to know something? Embarrass me again. Go ahead. I did a lot of averus yesterday. Give me a good piece of embarrassment. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Understanding what it means to be a Jew, we think things differently than the rest of the world. Here we're being taught that busha is a good thing. Makes the person humble. He gets kaparas avoinis, and it doesn't even have to hurt him. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim was saying. Oh no, when I come to Olam Haba, then who knows, the cheshbon of Hashem, it's very strict sometimes, especially by tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a tzaddik, and he judges a tzaddik kechut asara on the smallest thing. Chafetz Chaim says, oh, I wish I had busha. I wish people would mistreat me. Now the truth is, it's very possible people did mistreat him, because every tzaddik gets his share. But he probably didn't feel it. He didn't even think it was being mistreated. That's how much. It didn't bother him, the inyan of the busha. So it's possible that that's the point of busha that we talk about in tshuva, because it's kaparat avonot. There's another point of busha. One of the fundamentals of tshuva is to make sure I don't do it again. You have to do tshuva in such a way that you won't go back and do it. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains, busha will guarantee that you won't do it again. If you're bosh, if you're embarrassed of what you did, so then that's a way to make sure you won't do it again. You're not embarrassed at what you did. You'll do it again and again, huh? Right? Okay. Listen to me carefully. I don't think that that's the busha that we talk about in Slichot. Many say this. Many learn that the busha we're referring to is because Slicha, Mechila, Kaparas Avinus needs busha. And that's why we talk so much about busha, embarrassment. But you know, got to pay attention. Do we talk about busha? Or do we talk about boishet? Panim. What is boishet panim? Huh? It's a whole different thing. Busha is one thing. You know, you ever see the words in the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Boishti Vigam Nichlamti. What's the difference between Busha and Klima? Oloi la oisa Busha. Oloi la oisa Klima. No? You speak Hebrew? Tell me, what's the difference? Mishtamshim itzeh kemikilu zebiyachad. Busha o Klima. Can't be. Boishti? You see, let me tell you what we're going to teach you Hebrew. You want me to teach you Hebrew? And you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to teach you Hebrew. Hachundula zeh choshev shu yagihu yilamed otanu et ha'ivrit. Listen carefully. Listen carefully, Rabbi. Listen good. You hear? Huh? You think you know Hebrew? After this year, you'll first learn what Hebrew really is. Vayishti? Vigam nichlamti. You see that it's two things. It's not bushach, it's lo todava. Ma chiluk, what is the difference between busha uchlima? There's a pasuk in Ezra. The pasuk says, Elokai, boishti, nichlamti laharim elacho ponai. This is in Perik Tes, Pasuk Vav. Are you able to get quickly in Ezra so we could look it up so I could show them? Is it possible? You know how to get it quickly? Okay. Now listen carefully. There's a very famous sefer called Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that there's a very big difference between Boshet and Boshet Panim. What's Boshet Panim? Kadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lanu Tzelem Elokim. Tell me, is our face the face of an animal? No. Yesh Lanu Tzelem Elokim. But when we sin, we lose the Tzelem Elokim. So it's Boshet Panim. You see? It was worth to come all the way from Lakewood for that. You just made my day, buddy. Here, listen carefully. Boshet panim. What is boshet? Habushaz ala panim. Especially Sfaradim know that big mekubalim roim ala panim. You know what? You earned a great story. You want to hear a great story? Zachita. You're going to get a beautiful story. All right? When I was a bach in the yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael in the Mir. I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. My mother's father used to go from hospital to hospital, laniach tefillin ala cholim. To put tefillin, many chaylim, the sick, they can't do it, or they're not religious, and maybe this is a chance for them to put on tefillin, a schut for them. How he got into all that, I'll tell you a different time. It's a story for a different day. But he used to ask me every day, Come with me, and help me put on the tefillin. It's such a big schut, such a big mitzvah, and I'm so proud of it. I want my grandson to see what I'm involved with all day. Me, I came to Israel, I came to learn. I'm going to stop being busy every day going to hospitals. In Eretz Yisrael, if you don't focus on staying in the yeshiva, you can run around all day long doing mitzvot. And Eretz Yisrael, they can keep you busy from morning to night doing chesedim and mitzvot. And you come to Israel to learn, you better stay focused. And I stayed focused. I wasn't. But still, Saba, grandfather, and he's asking me. So I said, you know what, Saba, I'll go once. I'll take off one full day of yeshiva. From morning to night, I'm yours. Okay? So we met up in Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim and Beit Vagat. Shari Tzedek. Okay. He puts me on this white coat, mitnadev. I'm a volunteer, which means we can go into the rooms as a volunteer, and I'm his student, so to speak, his prodigy. I go behind him, I'm his talmid, volunteering, putting on the tefillin. Okay. And he goes from room to room. So I went to one room, and he's telling the guy that's laying there, come, let's put on tefillin. Did you put on tefillin today? He said, no, I didn't put on tefillin. He says, come, I'll put you on the tefillin. Lo atzeh. I don't want. Come, put on tefillin. Lo atzeh. And he's bothering me. I have to know my grandfather, my mother's father. He doesn't stay days in Israel. He's real Israeli. He doesn't take no for an answer. He pogea, he's mamish mefagero to atche. You have no idea. And I, as an American, I'm thinking, okay, leave the guy alone. He doesn't want. Let tazovato. Grandfather asks him, Lama talohotze? Lama? Gosh, I'm a rabbi. I'm a b'klal lo yehudi. I'm a rabbi, I'm a b'klal lo yehudi. My grandma got so angry, he says, ah, but I'm a shiabut. Got so angry, you know. He wasted 10 minutes of his time, you know. Shiabut, you know. Why am I telling you the story? For the end of the story. What was the end of the story? My grandfather started telling me, you do the left side of the rooms on every floor and I'll do the right. So after I got the hang of it, me, if the guy didn't want, I'm very, very soft natured. Okay, he's chale, he's sick, leave him alone. My grandfather, no, every guy had to. So I finished very quickly, you know, because whoever didn't want it is next. Yalla, next, right? So I finished, and I'm waiting outside. All of a sudden, rash, balagan, quill. They're carrying somebody in a bed. Yeah. And I'm looking, and I'm seeing, who is this? He's wearing, like, blue pajamas. He's sitting on a bed, elevated, with his feet crossed. Around his head, and there's a person with a long beard is carrying him, and all of a sudden you hear that there's noise, and it's maher and anashim ba'im ulchim. I'm looking. Where did I see this person? I know him from somewhere. The face, apanim, it's so mukarli. It's Baba Sali. I'm looking, it's Baba Sali. They bring him into a room on the floor. My grandfather comes out of the room and I tell him, Saba, ani choshev she Baba Sali nimtza po. He looks like Baba Sali. Starts to laugh, Amerkai tembaleta. That's how he used to call me, Amerkai, you American. Mata choshev minitivot. You think he went from Nitivot to Shari Tzedek? He probably went to a close, if it's him, he was in a closer hospital. He's not in Shari Tzedek. And I said, Saba, I'm telling you, I remember the pictures, it's him. It didn't take more than 5 minutes. Could you imagine Baba Sali in a hospital? All the cholim from all the floors came running for brachas. There was a line out the door. You have no idea how many people were waiting for brachas. Unbelievable. I turn to my grandfather and I say, huh? Mi atem bel achshav, huh? I'm Merkai, who atem bel, huh? See, I was right. You see, I was right. Okay. My grandfather tells me, we're going in. We're going in? I said, Saba, there's a line. He says, yeah. Panachnu t'navim. We can't stop us from going into the room. We have the white coat. I was embarrassed because it's not my tuna to push and to, you know, Fort America. You know, I wasn't going to push, you know. Okay. What happened? We come, we knock on the door. The gabai, I don't know if you remember, he had a gabai that had a long black beard. He opens the door. Yeah. We're not lo notnim lafachad lekanes, you know, tzoek, you know, balagan. My grandfather shows him. Not that, you can't stop us. We have the right to go into the rooms. You want to go in? But not that. He saw that it's going to, you know, Yeshlo Tana, he's mitadev, so he let us into the rooms. So I got in together with my grandfather. And I see Baba Sali sitting on the bed, his feet crossed. Haraglaim shlo. Shiv kacha, kamo yoshvim maraglaim kacha. The bed was like this high. And he's just looking ahead. And he's staring. פתאום חשבתי, אומרים על צדיקים שיכולים לראות על הפנים את כל מה שאדם עושה. איזה ביזיון, איזה ביזיון. הייתי בחור טוב, אל תחשוב. I don't think I was a good boy, Bach. I used to learn day and night. But could you imagine if he sees and he knows? איזה ביזיון. התחלתי לעשות תשובה. You have no idea the תשובה I did. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. What could he see on my face? Kitzur, my grandfather runs over to him and he, you know, tells the Gabbai, and the Gabbai whispers in Arabic. They were talking in Arabic that he's betatev, he would fill in and this and that. He gave him a bracha atzlacha. Me, I was afraid to even go close to the bed. Mm-hmm. He had very long fingers. Extremely long fingers. They say, api kabbalah yesh inyan bezan lo yedan lo mikubal. They say that long fingers have something to do with tzilu, with some neshama gvoa or something. And he calls me that I should come to the... That's it. Calls me, I come over, he tells me to put my head down. I put my head down. He put his hand on top of me. And he spoke in Arabic. I don't know what he said, but it was a bracha. Okay. I left the room. He runs after me, the Gabbai. Who are you? Who are you? So my grandfather starts saying, I'm so-and-so, and I put the tefillin in. No, who's he? Now the rest of the story I'm not going to tell you because it was good. He told me, dvarim gvoim, big things. And it's shvachim that I don't want to tell people. It was like, dvarim shel shevach. It was very nice things. Davasaliapis, Tafaz, Hulamash, Yeshla, Chaz, Sabas, grandfathers, Sadiqe Olam, Kahu. He's right, I did have. I have grandfathers who were big Dolim and Sadiqim. The rest I'm not going to tell you. What's the point? I told my grandfather to take a look. The one day that I decided to help my grandfather, Sachiti. Yeah. And for Noah, what are the chances of me seeing a Bava Sal? Nothing. I would never travel to the Tivot. Never. I'd never leave the yeshiva. The one day that I went to help, I got this. But what else did I learn? I learned this as a big lesson. Lifnei basar v'adam, adam tzadik. Hayiti mitbayesh ma'panim shili. I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed. Yeah. Could you imagine lifnei melech malchei amlachim when we come Rosh Hashanah? Hashem looks, looking at us. Eizeh boshet panim. That's some busha. There's something called boshet panim. Now, Rabotai, let me explain to you slichot a little bit. Ready? Tem nitzavim hayom, standing in front of Hashem. You know, lecha Hashem atztaka, v'lonu b'yishas apanim. Why do we say that? Why don't we just say, anachnu b'yishim, mazel lecha atztaka, v'lon, what is it, the chalukah, what would be making a business deal here? You get this and I get this. It's a very strange language. Mazel lecha atztaka. Lanu aboshet apanim. Tagid, ani mitbayesh, finish. Ubayesham, ani mitbayesh. I'm embarrassed. Tishma. Rosh Hashanah, Hayudi, Chozer, he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoya rachok, he was very far away. Lichlech, Bachutz, Barchovot, מתחילים לחזור, we're coming back. אני לדוידי, לדוידי לי אלול. אלול זה אני לדוידי, לדוידי לי. It's שיר השיר. What's in שיר השיר? שיר השיר is מחבואים. It's hide and seek. הקדוש ברוך הוא בא, he comes to us. What's the lashon called? דוידי דוי פייק. פיסחי לי. הקדוש ברוך הוא מבקש. תפתח את הדלת. תפתח. מה היה? We missed him. By the time we get up, we missed him. Now we have to do ani ledoidi. I have to come to Hashem. So who is at fault on the pirut, on the breakup? You ever notice when a husband and a wife have a breakup? So they sit down and they say, okay, what happened? So one person has the blame, a little less, one person a little more. As in English they call, there's enough blame to go around. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka. Hashem, you have nothing. There's nothing, you can't be blamed for anything. L'cho Hashem Atzdaka. Boshet HaPanim, to face you. How can I face you? You know where I got this from? I got this from a Medrash. The Medrash in Parshas Kisisa says, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka. What does staka mean? So it means tzedek, but it could also mean staka chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchased itanu nifla. Ve'ech shilamnu. How did we pay back? We paid back by not being good. Says the Medrash, do you know the chesed Hashem did for us when He let us go through the Yamsuf? Chesed. And He gave us money, bizatayam. There was so much. There was something called Pesal Micha. You know what Pesal Micha is? You know what Pesal Micha is? Micha made a bet avodah zarah. He put up a Pesal. What was it? You know, there was a plate. And on the plate was written, Alei Yosef. The bones for Yosef had to come up. We took that plate, we went over the Yamsuf, and Micha went and made a pesel from it. He made an avodah zarah, he made an avodah zarah from it. Says the Medrash, Re'eh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchased itanu. Tirech HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us chesed. And while he was doing chesed with us, we were taking the pesel, the avodah zarah, pesel Micha. Then Nemar, says the Medrash, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka V'lanu Boshet HaPanim V'lanu Boshet HaPanim. You see, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, Shlanu Malad Bayesh, to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a different busha. There's a busha for the sins I did, and then there's a busha that I can't face you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Baishim Panim, to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of the Slichot, I don't know, but you have to help me in this. Do the Svardim have this? Kidalim Ukrashim Dafaknu Dilatecha? Dilatecha Hashem Dafaknu. What is so much about the Tfikot? What do we talk about the Tfikot Hadelet? What is that so? What does it mean? Ah, he's looking it up. Makes such a big emphasis. And you know what the answer is? All year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dofek etzlenu bar. Kol doidi doifek. And we don't pick up, but we don't answer the door. Hashav bayim, v'anachnu dofkim al ha-delet. U'mevakshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiftach. And He should open the door. Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. Yeh rabotai. gives me mamakindi. Wow. So you know Hebrew, but what's it referring to?
Your heart.
Most don't learn like you. Everyone, you see, that's what's so good about this shiur. You know what's good about this shiur, Avrakai? I teach you the facts. You have to know the facts. The Mitzudat David, which is the Pirush, it's in Tilim, Kuflamit, Shir HaMalom, Imamakim, Kroticha Hashem. The Mitzudat David explains, Mimamakim Shel HaTzarot. It means from the depth of the Tzarot that we have. Evan Ezra explains, Mimamakim Shel HaGalut. The Malbim explains, it means from somewhere deep inside my soul, from somewhere deep inside my neshama, Faticha Hashem, I call out to you, Hashem. Rav Hutner Zeched Tzadik Livracha, he was one of the great in thought, very big. He asked the question, why when it comes to Averot, and kaparat avonot, and that we ask Hashem for kaparat avonot, do we use mimamakim? There's so many things that we ask for. Tilim is full of bakashot. Why, when it comes to chataim, do we use the word mimamakim? Now listen carefully, Rabbi Say. You'll walk away, and you'll appreciate very much what I'm going to tell you. Very much. Ready? You know, well, tefillah, prayer, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is one of the ikrei atshuva also. Remember I told you there's many different things which the Baal Tshuva must pray to Hashem, that Hashem should forgive him. Why is it so important that you should pray for tshuva? Why? So the simple answer is, because you have to pray for everything you need. And this is maybe the one of the most important things you need. A person needs to have mechilat avonot, right? So he says a very nice pshat that's actually a lot deeper than that. When a person sins, you know what happens? He becomes disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah connects you to Hashem. Tefillah is the one thing that connects. Why? Because tefillah is omed lifnei hamelech. You're far, you're lost. And then when you come to pray, you're what? Lifnei hamelech. You're back in front of the king. Atem nitzavim hayayin kulchem. What is slichos and what is your Rosh Hashanah? Do you know that Rosh Hashanah is the first of Aseret Yemei Tshuva? You know that? When does Aseret Yemei Tshuva begin? Tamai, could you do tshuva in Rosh Hashanah? Could you do it?
It's hard.
Nope, you got the wrong answer already. See, that's it. You can't! You can't even mention the word Aveda Chet! You're not allowed to even eat nuts! Because Echos is Gematria Chet! Could you do tshuva without even mentioning... Don't even mention nuts! There was once a great Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe, used to say, Rabotai tedu, egoz is gematria chet, aber chet vadai gematria chet, tizaru mi chet. There are people that are very careful, they're not going to do sins, right? They're not going to do averis. They're not going to eat a nut. Trust me, that's not the big problem. The problem, don't be careful not to do averis. You cannot do tshuva. You're not going to mention the word chet.
No, some say because of the nut, they'll do a mayor.
So the question is, so how could it be aseret yemei tshuva? How could it be called aseret yemei tshuva? Can't do a tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. Just for this question alone was kedai. It was worth it to come. It's a great note. It's a fact. A person can live his whole life thinking, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. You can't do tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to. So how is it Aseret Yemei Tshuva? Now listen good, Rabotai. There's two things in tshuva. There's the chatayim part. And what's the other part? Achzor l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lashuv Lashem, Lifne Hashem. The Rambam always says, what is tshuva? Sheyashuv achote lifne. I'm coming back to you, Hashem. Anishav, I'm returning to you, Hashem. I'm lost, and I come back. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem hayom Rosh Hashanah. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is, I stand before you, Hashem. I'm not running. I'm not lost. I'm knocking on the door. I'm here. And that's la'amod l'slichot. I'm standing for slichos. Now let's go back, Nima Makim. What's Nima Makim? You know, when a person's running, there's a void in his heart. He's missing something. You know why people run? Why are people running? They're mechapsim, they're searching. They're searching for something, but inside, they're missing. And you know what they're missing? A Jew is missing the kesher in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avonot, what does averis do? Averis makes almost like, in English we could call it a void in the heart, a hole in the heart. So mina makim, Aticha Hashem, I call you Hashem from deep inside me. I know I'm broken. Something's missing. What a Ruhu Yivdeh, Hashem, redeem me. Kol Avonaisav. When it comes to sins, when it comes to Averot, we ask Hashem from the depth of our heart. Because we could go through a lot. But this means there's something from within us that's lost, that's missing. Yeah. That's me, mamakim, katicha, Hashem, emavoinais, mechilat avonot, yivdet itzel, be poidemi. I'm lost, I'm in pain, I'm suffering. All the Yisurim, people are able to go through, any Klal Yisrael is able to take a lot. But this we can't take. This, Rabotai, is the yisod of the slichot. We come back to Hashem, and we stand in front of Him, and we ask Him, please, al tashlicheinu milfanecha, v'ruach katshecha, al tik ashivenu Hashem eilecha v'nashuva, chadesh yemenu, bring it back to what it was. Ani ledodi, v'doidi le.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.